Check, check, check. Damn, I can't get my music. Check, 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 check. Wonder why it's not going to grab shit. Mute that shit. Shit says connected. I really guess it ain't connected. I guess it ain't connected. What's up? Oh shit. Dropping everything. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Gene. I don't have my music because I'm trying to mess with this new thing. And I don't know how to connect it. I'd like to have my music on, but my music's not on. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We got y'all guys covered. Guys, how y'all doing? Hi, it's the Dean. This is the Man Mindset. Class is in session, man. Shout out to everybody out there. Thank you all you guys saying all the birthday wishes and stuff. I appreciate that. Gentlemen, this show right here, like I always say, this show is for you guys out here. And we want to give you guys something that most guys are not even thinking about the depth and the range of information that we're trying to give you. And guys, what we have as far as this show here is 100% authentic. It's 100% original. I don't know why this is freezing up, but it is freezing up. And let me change that shit. All right, let me just change the transition. Yeah, there you go. Let me just change this. But guys, all I say, all y'all guys out there, go and get your crayons, your puzzle pieces and stuff like that. We want to say thank you all you guys out there. Hope you guys are doing good. Thank you for the kind words and birthday. Really do appreciate that shit, guys. But we're here to soak up game. We're here to learn, and I appreciate all the love. Also, guys, what I want you guys to know is we want you guys to go ahead, if you can, go and get your notebooks out. We have a lot to talk about. And we got the board here. If we need to go to the board, we'll go to the board as necessary. And break down game. What we're here to talk about today is a really important thing because a lot of guys are dealing with breakups. A lot of guys are dealing with breakups and things like that. And a lot of guys want to deal. So if you guys have a question, just go ahead and put a cue in there and we'll answer any of your questions. The lines are open as usual. Let me go ahead and pull up the lines where I'm at. So, guys, if you want to call in, y'all have the number. Y'all can call in, ask a question. We got y'all covered, and we will chop it up. I have a lot to talk about. So without that, without anything else, we want to make sure that you guys get everything you need as far as game goes. And what we're going to be talking about today is something very important. So I am pulling up the call thing. So that's it. We have the board here. If we need to go to the board, we'll go to the board, ask questions that you want. Let me bring in 904. Jesus, 904, I'll bring you in. I see 904 has a question. I don't give me a second, guys. He's moving so fast, I got to bring him in. Area code 904, sir, how can I help you? Sir, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? Am I echoing?
No, you're not. I hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, cool. I'll be real quick with this. First of all, I appreciate you, man. I've been tuning in since 2016. It's like my third time ever calling in. This title right here is straight because this is what I learned from your show, man. You know, when you break up, you can't chase. You can't chase. That's what I learned from you and Mr. Lucario.
And yes, sir.
I'm going to be real quick. I got like in the beginning when that girl was just talking, you just got to let them talk. Let them get their words out. Let them talk. Don't take it for face value. You got to make it fun. You know what I'm saying? Change it to your reality. This girl say, you never chased me. Like, she'll break up a few times. You know what I'm saying? You never chased me. You never go. It's always me chasing you. So that's how they be, man. It was powerful. No, I appreciate you, boy.
No, it's all good. It's all love. No, and I got you covered. It's just a lot of guys don't understand how game works when it comes to women breaking up. So yeah, we're definitely gonna break that down, big dog, in a way that they've never even thought about. But they're so busy. Oh, I'm sorry, what's up?
One day you hit me real good, like back in 2019 or some crap. You was like, boy, you might love her. If you cry, you better not fucking cry in front of her. Boy, you better go in this car and cry somewhere or whatever. Don't say that shit.
Yes.
It's not no game or no trick or nothing, but like you guys got to be strong in business. Find some shit, find some other shit to do. Go prepare your house and go get some shit. Your ass come back to see, oh, shit, you been on your phone and you wasn't just around here crying and acting like a bitch or nothing like that. I learned that from you, boy, and I'm strong as hell with the two women I have in my life.
Oh, wait,
so
say,
I appreciate you for that one, bro.
Yo, hold on, caller. Wait, they say they can't hear you. Hold on, I'm talking to you. They said, hold on, let me see something. Give me a second, caller. All right, say something, caller.
Here we go.
Can y'all can't hear that? I can hear that point. Can y'all hear the caller? Let me know. Guys, let me know. Can y'all hear the caller? I can
By the way,
perfect.
My name
you
is Kenny Catfish.
Can y'all
here
hear Kenny
here
Catfish?
Here we go.
Let me know. Can y'all hear Kenny Catfish? Let me know, guys.
Been tuning in since 2016, baby.
Yeah, they say they can't hear you. Wait, you know why I think you can't? Wait, hold on. Hold on, I think I know why. I know why you can't hear me. I'll tell you, wait, Kenny Catfish, hold on. I bet you can hear you now. Say something, Kenny Catfish.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Duval.
All right. Yeah. Y'all can hear Kenny Catfish now. Y'all can hear Kenny Catfish now. Okay. They only had me with the mic, but y'all can hear now, right? Come on, guys. Y'all hear now? Let me know. Chat room dogs.
Okay.
Let me know, guys. Y'all hear? Hold on. Let me see. All right. Now we got it. Yes. All right. Thank you. Thank you, A, the Meepeel community. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all. Yeah. So, Kenny, we got you, dog. I appreciate what you're saying and all that other stuff, man. And I'm going to go ahead and go into the show stuff. Yeah. We're going to soak all this shit up, man. And I'll throw you back in. But thank you so much for your call, brother. Okay. Thank you a million. Okay, brother.
One love, brother.
All right. Stand up and respect. Respect, brother. Stand up. Yeah. That man said he called. He's been listening since 2016. He had to call in because of the title of the show, guys. I apologize. That's on me. But let's talk on it, guys, because there's a lot of things that are happening to you guys right now when it comes to game. So much is happening to you right now. And so many of you guys, it's really hard to truly accept what's happening to you guys, especially when you guys are in relationships with women and you guys begin to break up. Y'all have breakups and things like that. You break up with the woman, things don't go right with the woman and all that other stuff. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, okay? So, guys, get y'all crayons out. We're going to be talking about a chopping. Oh, man, I've got to adjust. I got to get my T's and everything. Jesus Christ. I got all my stuff together. I got to grab all the stuff. All right, hold on one second. All right, guys, give me one second. Allow me. I got to just adjust my camera real quick. But, yeah, this is the Man Mindset. I am the Dean. Class is in session. We appreciate all you guys out there. We're going to answer all your questions. If y'all have any questions, go ahead and put that in there. We have a lot to talk about and a lot to discuss, okay? So I'm the Dean. We're going to chop this shit up on my birthday, and we're going to get it, okay? So let me go ahead and throw this in real quick and make the adjustment. Hold on one second. Be right back. All right, guys, we're good, we just had to make a quick adjustment. We're here. This is the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean, man. Shout out to all you guys. Hope you guys are doing well. Let's get it, man. Let's talk on and all this other stuff, man. And I just want to say to y'all guys, you got a question, go ahead and call in. We got the lines open, all the other stuff. But there's some things that happen to you guys when it comes to relationships and it comes to breakups and all that other stuff, okay? And it's kind of shocking that most of you guys don't see what you're doing wrong as far as the relationships go with women. See, one thing that I always love to learn about myself is not just about flexibility that I have in myself, but it's also moving with sacrifice. Gentlemen, I always tell you guys out here, in order to be the man that you want to be, you got to be able to sacrifice. And y'all don't understand the power position women put you guys into, because a lot of y'all worship sex so much, when a woman takes it away from you, you feel like your world is over and you feel like you got to change who you are for that woman. And that's not what men do. Men don't think that way. Men don't move that way. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, okay? Because a lot of people out there are dealing with a lot of stress from women. A lot of people are dealing with problems, emotions, and certain types of feelings that you guys are getting when it comes to women. So that's what we're going to be talking about and discussing today. Okay, it's very important, because what we always say to all you guys out here is that we don't want, or I don't want, chicken lines. I don't want any of you guys out here to lose who you are. And so many guys, you lose who you are by not sacrificing the woman and not sacrificing the relationship. When you're dealing with a woman who has low self-esteem issues and she doesn't like what you're doing, she will dangle a relationship in your face. And sometimes when women break up with you, guys, I know this sounds crazy, but you want them. I want them to break up with you. I want them to break up with you. You hear what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. I want them to break up with you. I want them to walk away from you. Because, gentlemen, y'all don't understand. It's always been a rule in the streets when it comes to the drug dealer. And the drug dealer will always give you the drug for free because he knows he's going to get you on the what? The comeback. See, the comeback is stronger than getting the drug in the first place. Guys, they will get mad at you. They will not talk to you for weeks, months. But it eats them up on the inside not to hear your voice. It eats them up on the inside not to receive a text message from you. It eats them up on the inside not knowing that there are other women there that are going to fill her space. And I want to talk to y'all about that. See, most of y'all guys, okay, the guy that doesn't believe in himself is going to be open to following the woman, following behind the woman. I teach you guys, you should never have to follow behind a woman when you set yourself up correctly to show her why you. When she figures out why you, because I'm telling you guys right now, there are going to be women out there that are going to want to marry you. They're going to want a relationship with you. They're going to want to have you all to themselves. And they're going to get mad that you're not giving all of you to them and you're sharing yourself with somebody else. And a lot of women, listen guys, a lot of women will walk away from that. I'm telling you right now, a lot of women are not going to like the fact that you have somebody, but the fact that you have somebody is why most women will come back when they know. See, it's one thing to have women and not tell the woman that you have women and she finds out. So if she finds out that you have women and you wasn't straight up with her, then she's gone for good because the trust is broken. But as I say to all you guys listening, the important thing about the game is I don't want her to want me because of me pandering and kissing her ass. I don't want her that way. I want her to want me because she knows with me she can't get what she can get with anybody else except for me. Think about what I'm saying, except for me. And when you're thinking like that, gentlemen, you change up the game. Because when you're dealing with a woman, okay, who, and again, this is no knock on women. This is not a knock on women. A lot of women have low self-worth and they have self-esteem issues. But what happens when a woman who has low self-worth and self-esteem issues meet a real motherfucking man that shows her that she can love herself, she can accept herself, and remember, guys, these women have never reached the core. They don't even know there is such a thing as a core. And to find understanding in herself, to realize that she is more than what she actually is, that's a powerful thing, gentlemen. That's a very powerful thing when she realizes that all of her fucking life, all the relationships, if she's married or dating, everything that she's been through, she knows nothing. She knows nothing. And when you can show her that she is more than what she actually thinks she is, and when she begins to tap into that well to find things in herself through your tutelage, your knowledge, and how you move. You see, even in nature, the young animals will follow the behaviors of the elders to see how to move, how to hunt, and how to think. It's the same thing. When you can influence the woman the way we're showing you, is because the showing her a high level of self-worth, gentlemen, means that for the first time in her fucking life, that she no longer needs a book of some woman writing some book to define her, or the church of Beyonce to define her, or the makeup, the clothes, the shoes, and all the things that she uses to cover herself up. You give her an unshakable faith inside of herself, and you're giving her an ability to get things done through you. Y'all see what I'm saying? Through you, she's going to get things done. Gentlemen, like I said, check the phone lines. She's going to get things done through you. And that means that she's going to realize what happiness really is. Living a stress-free life. Never allowing herself to define herself by outside forces, including other women that judge her, other people's opinion. Maybe it's her parents. Maybe it's her siblings. Maybe it's someone. But allowing her to have some kind of resolve through being with you. Do you think she ain't going to come the fuck back? Who else is going to show her? Who else is going to show her that light in that direction? So, gentlemen, please understand. And this is the truth. We're trying to get rid of them. Yeah, y'all don't understand. We don't need them around. But what they will do is but for a lot of you guys, here lies the problem. So many of you guys out here, because of your low self-worth, you find your self-esteem through the woman because you feel that you've got to be defined by a relationship with said woman. And if that woman is unhappy, then you're going to be unhappy. If that woman decides on leaving you, you're going to beg her back because your low self-esteem and your low self-worth makes you feel like you've got to please the woman. You've got to please the woman. And that's not the game. That's not what we are as men. But what do you do when she walks away from you? What do you do when she says, I'm sick of your shit? What do you do when she says, you know what? I want to see other people. Never, gentlemen, listen, I told you guys before. Thank you, Ricky. I appreciate that. I told you guys before. The worst thing you can do as a person is handcuff a woman or try to tell a woman what she should be to you. The moment you cannot try to control somebody that's looking for freedom. Okay? Hold on, let me see if I got any questions. I got y'all. And listen, it's very important. Freedom. Think about that. Gentlemen, what I am saying to you is that in order for you to be this man, you must take her out of all equations. I'm not saying not think about her. I'm not saying not text her. I'm not saying not take her out. I'm not saying any of those things. Those are I do's. Those are not I am's. I'm saying take her out of your I am's. She can live in the world of I do. Text her. Talk to her. Land, sea, air, space. Chop it up with her. Have a great time with her. That's okay because it ends with the I do and not the I am. Do I need to go to the board? I think I need to go to the board, guys. I think I need to go to the goddamn board because I need to show y'all what the fuck I'm talking about. Let me see. Let me show if there's any questions here. I think we got to go to the board. Let's get to the board. Let me see if I can do this right. Let's see if we can get to the board. And let's see right here. Can we get to the board? Yeah, we're about to go to the board. Let's see if we can grab the board. Let's see if we can get to the board so we can go to the board real quick so I can go ahead and erase it. I got to find something to erase the damn board with. Shit. All right. Let's get to the board, guys. Let me erase this. All right. So let me show you guys where the problem is, okay? All right, here lies the problem, guys. I want y'all to see this right now. The biggest problem that a lot of y'all guys are having is that the average guy allows the woman into the I am. This is the problem that y'all are having because y'all are letting her into the I am. So this is why you don't want to lose her. This is why you want to keep her around even though she dogs you out. Because she has found her way into your psyche where you are giving her free space, the I am. See, this is where the man operates. The man that has game in a sense of self, he is always going to keep her on the fringes of the I do. Because if he's to get rid of her, he can get rid of her easily, okay? Guys, I want y'all to see this real quick. So what happens is the man, okay, this is why I say the I do, because it's outside yourself. You texting her, making her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. You flirting with her. You going on a date. Anything that you do with a woman has to be an I do. It cannot be an I am. Because if you are doing everything as an I am, it's that, again, with the average guy, again, what he's doing is he's making it more about the woman at this point. Thus, if he's making it about the woman, then his I do's are going to be to stay out. He's not going to want it. So watch this. Because the woman's here in the I am, what happens is he's going to start doing the I do. He's going to start doing things to prevent falling out of favor with the woman. See that? Based on it, because the woman's in the I am, he's in her his psyche. Okay? All right? So I want y'all to look at this real quick and make sure y'all see all this. Let me see if I got y'all got any questions or anything. We're chopping it up, but I want y'all to see. We got to go to the board. I want y'all to understand what I'm saying right now. So what happens with most of you guys, you put the woman in your mind, and because she's in your mind, your self-esteem and your self-worth already tied into her not leaving you. See that? You're worried about her doing some action. But what you do is you try to keep her here because she's in control, okay? But a man, he keeps it in the I do, where if she goes, she goes. And he will never be affected by that, okay? Now, that's, gentlemen, that's from the side of the guy. Now, give me a second. Now, let's look at the woman. Let's look at the woman. You see, here's the problem. Here's the beautiful thing about game. She doesn't know her I am because that's her core. So everything she's been living in is this world those are hearts, not nuts. She's been living in this world of I do all her life. Look at what I'm saying, guys. All her life, she's been living in a false world where her edge is based on an I do. She's never reached an I am. She's never reached an I am because she's never reached her core. So every guy that she's messed with or dated or whatever, which she thinks is love and all that other shit, is why she's also in control. Because even if she doesn't know her I am, she can still get into somebody else's I am or somebody guy. So she doesn't have to do much work to do that. But this is the average woman right here. They will never hit this unless they're with a man. But this is where the drug, this is where the need and the want is, because this is where we're attacking. This is what we want to conquer. Okay, this is what we want to conquer. The average guy is conquering the I do. I'm sorry, that's her body, I guess. See, because she lives in the I do, this is where she gets to win, because the guys are trying to conquer the body. Her I do, because she doesn't feel good about herself, okay? Because she doesn't believe in herself. What does she do? See, watch this. Now, this is crazy. But all of her life, she actually thinks her I do is actually her I am. So she is defined by her makeup, her lipstick, breast augmentation, fucking shit for her face, ass enhancers, push-up bras, weave, fake eyes, fake nails, shoes, dresses, you name it, because she's defining herself through something outside of herself, gentlemen, okay? I hope y'all can understand what I'm saying, okay? All right. So what I'm saying is that where y'all go wrong is y'all are dealing with an opponent that is actually in the world of I do, where she has learned to master lying to herself and all this other stuff. All right. So I just want y'all to see what happens with that woman. But what happens when she meet, okay, so remember, guys, as I told all you guys out here, okay, intention, right? Well, here's the thing. Thank you, Nick. So all of this is intention. This is not result. This is all intention. Fake hair, all that stuff that she takes on is intention to think that it's an I am, but it's actually an I do, because she's living in the world of intention. She's not living in the world of result. She can never live in the world of result. And all her life, she's been here. But even though she's like this, she's still smart enough to keep guys at bay. All right? She's not just going to get the pussy up. She knows game, okay? She knows game, okay? So what happens when she meets a man, when a man comes in and breaks her because he's a result over intention, then that result over intention changes everything because she realizes that her power base, her body, she can no longer use this on a man. She can use this on a sucker, but she can't use it on a man because the man is not intending on fucking. He's got a higher move and a higher way to conquer a result to get here. Because once he's here, once he gets here, he not only once he's in here, he expands her comfort zone. Y'all see what I'm saying? He expands it, okay? He expands it because his motherfucking result is not an intent. This is where they go wrong, and this is where, let's get back to the show, this is where everything goes wrong for people, okay? Through what I just showed you. See, the thing is, a lot of these women don't even understand this. A lot of these women don't get it, okay? They don't understand that a man that has options is not going to run behind a woman. I think there were a few questions I want to answer. Guys, the lines are open if you want to call in. Question he says right here, if we allow something that is not an I do, something with limits, into an I am, which is supposed to be limitless, is it then we put our limitless on ourselves? No, because, okay, you're not really into an I am, because an I am would never put an I do in there. That's like taking a drop of poison and putting it in a glass of water and drinking it. This can never happen as an I am. When you're an I am, you know how to separate the I ams from the I do's, okay? Unique asked Steve, with the intention versus results, basically we create the intention. No. And the only way you create the result through an intention, if the intention is not sex, the intention is to conquer. Through conquering, you will get a result. But if the intention has anything to do with sex or the woman, okay, think about intention. The intention is based off of a woman that is using manipulative tactics on her body to manipulate your reality. So if your intention is on the body and the sex, then you've already lost because you will sink yourself into her I do. Then your I am will become an I do because your intention is sex based off of a manipulated reality that you see from the woman. But see, where the man cuts through that is that the man's intent is to conquer. So then her I do's can never fuck with his I am's. And that's why when his I am hits that woman, he fucks her world up because she doesn't know how to maneuver to a motherfucker that is taking the power out of the pussy. The conquering takes the power out of the pussy. But if your intent is the sex, then you are in a weak position because your reality has been adjusted based off of fake shit she's putting on her body. Fake hair, fake eyes, fake nails, push-up bras, and all that shit she wears to sucker the average guy. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? Think about what I'm trying to say to y'all. Listen. Listen what I'm saying. You fall into the spell. She will bend and manipulate your reality when you want sex, you're open to be ran. Because you wanting sex, that's not an I am, that's an I do intent. So that I do is going to go up against her, an I do person, that gives her a higher ground than you. She's insecure, low self-worth. But because you are not an I am, a result, but more of an intent, what happens is that you're making it about the woman based off of a false reality. Your reality becomes manipulated because you see the makeup, the eyeliner, the push-up bra, the tight clothes, and all that shit she cakes on because she knows she ain't shit to herself. But the only way she feels good to herself is by throwing all that bullshit on and having all the I do's kiss her ass. That's why she's going to bring her ass back to an I am, because an I am will tell her to kick rocks. Okay? Let me see. King, y'all got great questions. King asked a question. The intention should be focused on what she can do for me, and should the intent be... No, wait. No, the intention should be conquering you first before you have an intent with her. Before you walk out the door, you... Oh, shit. I dropped my remote. Listen, before you walk out the door, listen to what I'm saying. Before you walk out the door, your intent should be for you to establish a government inside of you in which you operate on and nobody else. So once you establish the government, or you're working on the government, okay, you're working on the government to establish you, then you will never be an I do, because your intent is on your I am. So then when you meet a woman, you can never have her inside of your mind, because you realize that you got to even go through your, she's got to go through your detective to even be noticed by you. So then what will happen is your I am will fuck up her I do, because she's expecting you to kiss her ass based off of the principles of her body. But you're going to bend her reality. When you're moving, you're going to bend her reality, okay? You're not a player. So what you need to say, Big Dick, is tell her that, no, you know what? You're wrong. I'm not a player, because you're not one. So tell her I'm not a player. Be honest with her and tell her you're not a player. Because if you can't answer this question, you ain't no fucking player, man. You call in, I'll help you out if you call in. But I'm not going to talk to you on that shit. When I talk to a woman, I focus on the inner joy of expressing myself to her. Is that a good point of focus? That's still a bad point of focus, okay? Because you don't understand where you fail. Your question is talking to the woman versus talking to yourself. As soon as you put and talk to the woman first, you're doing an I do. You're not doing an I am. The thing should be unk. When I talk to myself first and then talk to a woman, I focus on my inner joy and expressing myself to her. Yes, that would have worked. But what you did is you put the woman in front of you, and you don't even realize you do it, big dog. And that's where y'all lose it. See, you're not even focusing on you. Lines are open. Okay, still going. Wait, hold on. Guy asked a question. Can you give me an example of a rule of government a man should have in his I am? Yeah. Well, the rule is simply this. If she is not bringing anything to my government, other than her ass cheeks, she will be properly removed and dismissed out of my world. I will not sit around and fuck a woman that wants to fuck me. That's another rule. I will not fuck a woman that wants to fuck me. Why would I do that? That's beneath me. I don't want her to fucking like me, fall in love with me, be attracted to me, and I don't want her to want to fuck me. Because her wanting to fuck me puts me into an I do, because I'm fulfilling what the fuck she wants me to do, which will take me off of my square. And because I want to stand on my square, I don't want the want. I want to become the need, because the game over here is at such a high level, most guys don't even realize the level which I'm speaking at, nor do they. But that's why when you let them go, when they're not happy, let them go. When they complain, you let them go. When they want to break up, you let them go. You never let them hang around. You always cut them off and cut them out. You always cut them off and cut them out. Period. That's how deep game is. But when you have no sense of self and you are living in the I do, the reason why she's not fucking you is because she can recognize feminine. She can recognize feminine energy. She can recognize weakness. And that's why she won't fuck you, even though you want to fuck her. Because you're living in an I do world versus an I am. Oh, let me check the phone lines. The phone lines are open. Yes. That's what I'm saying to you guys out there as far as the game that we're showing you over here. And this is why, gentlemen, we always say, let her go. We always tell you to let her go. See, gentlemen, when you have and get to your core, when you are one with yourself, that means that you will have such a deep sense of power, such a deep sense of empowerment, that you are going to drown every fucking day on that shit. Because this sense that you have is going to carry you through the storms, the thunder, the rain, the fire, the brimstone, the rejections, the fears, the excuses. It is going to help you go through all that shit. So, gentlemen, let me ask you a question. If you're like that, why do you think, then guess what? A woman wants to fuck you. That's why a woman, let me stop that. That's why a woman wants to fuck you, because you're operating totally different. You're not operating on the level of game. Now, hold on a second. Why do men keep making life about women? Why do you care? No, Rich, come on, Rich. Rich, focus on you, brother. That's your strike one. Come on, focus on you. Fuck other men. This is the problem, okay? Kay says, you say we can't trust the mind. So what is it that we listen to in order to improve? Kay, the only way that you are going to begin to understand game over here to be able to answer your question, because I can't answer that question for you, but what I can do is I can tell you how to start to answer your own question for your fucking self. If you just get off of your lazy fucking ass and follow what it is I tell you to do. I tell you this all the time. The answer will come to you when you figure this shit out for yourself and you talk to yourself the way I'm trying to get you to do this. She doesn't have to match your energy, because if you're a man, no woman can match your energy. It's not about matching your energy, young man. It's about submission to the king. It's about realizing that you only get a little bit of my time because I've got to dole myself out to other women. There's no energy in all this fucking shit. There's no matching energy. I don't know why y'all do this shit. Why do y'all make shit up? There's no matching energy. There's none. Gentlemen, excuse me. Lines are open. Y'all want to call in. Gentlemen, what I'm saying it is this. Listen, when she can see a man that has the ability to be self-aware and handle his problems, that means a man breaking free from the norm that holds the average guy back, that makes him emotionally and mentally powerless. The I do. Listen, guys, most guys are living in an I do world. They think about other men. They talk about other men. They follow other men, telling them to do things outside of themselves. So even though they follow all that silly shit, at the end of the day, they are emotionally and mentally powerless to be able to take care of themselves. And when a woman can recognize that, that's why the guy that cannot take care of himself is the guy that follows the woman's lead, because he's following the woman's body, gentlemen. He's following the woman's body. But see, when a woman runs into a man that is an I am, that has a different intent, then he separates himself. So when that woman thinks that she can walk away, when she thinks she can dangle the pussy in his face, and when she thinks about, you know what, I don't need this from this asshole, I can find somebody else. Who does he fucking think he is? God's gift to the world. I don't need that motherfucker. Right? Because that's how some women are going to be. I don't need that motherfucker. I don't need him. I don't need him. But gentlemen, allow me to show you why she's going to need us. As soon as she leaves the kingdom, the average guy doesn't do this. This is the wind. This is the wind. This is why they come back. Because the man is showing the woman why him, without even trying to fuck, because he's already fucking her and y'all don't see it. He's already fucking her. He's already touching her without touching her, which means is that she's getting a sample of what it's like to be with an I am. To be with an I am, not an I do. And this is why they come the fuck back. No man is doing the shit that we are doing here. Nobody on the internet is telling you about what you see right here. Nobody's telling you about the sexoween that we'll be doing in September. Nobody's showing you how to get the costume right like we do in October, September. Okay? No, you got it wrong. We're not getting her anything. Listen, great, great statement, question. Listen, let's listen. If you're getting her emotional, then you're trying to manipulate her, then that means you have a false intention. Listen to what I'm saying, young man, okay? I'm not getting her anything. She's getting herself everything. Listen to what I'm saying. I am not average. I am sex. I am all fucking things. So, if I am all fucking things that she's never met before, I've already got her emotionally fucked up before I even penetrate her, because when she realizes that she's dealing with a man that is free, a free thinking man, is not emotionally or mentally broken, she's going to follow that man because she's going to see in him things that she can become through that person, which will then make her want to fuck that person without that person trying to get the pussy, because she's going to bring it to you on a silver platter. You don't have to beg for it. She's going to be fucking with you. Can I come see you? You're so cute. You got a cute smile. You got pretty eyes. You got a sexy ass. Oh, you got a cute dimple. Damn, you smell so good today. Wow. Take a picture of you in the shower. Let's go a video. Let me see you. Let me see your body, no matter how your body looks. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So the I am refers to what you represent and the life experience you create for yourself. No, the life experiences I create are my I do's. They're not my I am. That's an I do. A life experience and stuff like that, those are I do's. I do's. I'm not trying to create something that I am. Why do I need to create a life fucking experience when I am a life experience? So if I am a life experience, do I have to create one? Think about that, sir. That's how deep game is. You don't need to be a life experience because you are one. You see what I'm saying? You are one, okay? Great questions, guys. Lines are open. Wait, let me bring you in, 678. I'm sorry, I just saw you. 678, sir, how can I... Oh, I didn't put my headset on. Shit, I'm over here talking to y'all guys. 678, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, Dean? Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. How can I help you, brother? What's up?
So I got a question about the I am. I want to understand it a little better. So basically, the I am is creating and building the operating systems in which I operate and mastering those systems until I become one with those systems, if that makes sense.
Yes, just like you did with your numbers and your alphabets, no different. You did that. You've already done that.
Okay.
I'm serious. You've done that with your alphabets, and you've done that with your numbers. So it's not that you can't do it. You just don't think you have what it takes to do it. But that's the depth of numbers and alphabets, because you are one when it comes to numbers. What comes after 300?
301.
What comes after 486?
487.
You see that right there? You've already constructed it already, because you are actually one with yourself.
And it's
It's because what? Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, I think, is it because I know my numbers, because I was taught my numbers and I went over it so many times it became ingrained in my brain.
Yeah, ingrained it because you believed in it. And you believed in it so much that wherever you go, if challenged on a number or an alphabet, you will be able to say it with nothing but pure confidence. Pure confidence. Not man-made confidence. Pure, unadulterated confidence.
So learning how my marketing team operates and what laws, rules, and codes and that they operate under in my...
Well, they all operate under your umbrella. They operate under your kingdom. They work for you. You just got to let them work for you. You let your numbers, your marketing team work your numbers, because once you begin to know numbers, you learn how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, decimals and fractions, division, you know, to algebra and whatever. You kept going on because you trusted it, and you kept going on.
That makes sense. So, I mean, it's really not complicated. It's just doing it over and over and over.
That's why I keep telling you, rehearse. You should always rehearse.
Rehearsing, right.
Because rehearsal is perfecting it to the greatest, highest level you can do.
And this applies to
everything.
Describe, market, everything.
Everything. Because you're out to create the world for you. You're not out to create the world for the woman. You see what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second. Hey, Big Murphy. Hey, Murphy, I'll call you back, brother, okay? I'm doing the show, big dog. All right, I'll holler back. Okay, yeah. So what I'm saying to you, brother, is that, like, let me give you a chance, number 9. Number 9, hold on 1 second. I'm in 2 birds, 1 stone. He said, if you are a life experience, how do you demonstrate that? By what you see is what you get, number 9. Number 9, you see a part of many parts of me. But those who are lucky enough to be worthy of me will see many other parts of me. You only see one part. I'm millions and trillions of parts. So you are seeing one part of me trying to teach you. But everybody else will see and have different life experiences with me based off of who they are to me, sir. You see how I did that, caller?
Yeah, now I see what you mean by when you say a man is all things.
I'm all things. I am all things. And you are all things when you really want to. Okay, listen. As I said before, because I'm the only one that says it on YouTube, you were all things when you got to the fucking egg. That is not a lie. You were all things. Why? Because you were one thought, one mind, one way, one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one chapter, of one several chapters. You were one with yourself. And you said, fuck everybody else. I'm going to make it all about me.
Right. So what you're saying is all of these parts of me already exist in me. It's a matter of connecting to me again, to those parts of me.
Yeah, you just got to connect them. They're just disconnected because the disconnect is the woman. As soon as you place a woman in front of your fucking I am, you have disconnected yourself from everything. Because you're basing out. See, you want to know why you got your numbers and your ABCs really down really fast? Because your ABCs and your 1, 2, 3s didn't have nothing to do with a woman. That's why it was so easy to do. But now everything you're doing is for a lie and a manipulation of your reality that is based off of how you feel about yourself. So if you don't believe in yourself, you're going to have a distorted reality, and I do. Because you don't believe in your I am. So because you have that distortion, when you see a woman which you claim to be beautiful that has not showed you one beautiful fucking thing, has not showed you one sexy thing, has not showed you one desirable thing, you become the thing that she is. Then the intent is then shown based off of how you move. You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
There has to be a balance some way. I see what you're saying.
Okay. So you're good to go?
Yeah, that's dope.
All right.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. It has to be a balance some way regardless. Everything
and that has to be a balance. You are the balance. Then what you mean have to be? You are. That's what I'm saying. You're the balance. You're all things. You don't have to be the balance. You are the balance. But then a man that is balanced, that runs into a woman with no structure, is going to come back to you because she's going to realize she, in order for her to define herself, she needs you because you're the only one that's pushing her beyond her fucking edge. And
like
they will crawl their asses back. Right. They'll crawl their asses back.
I see.
Okay.
I mean, in a way, they're like, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I understand. Yeah, I understand. I don't want to take up too much of class time, but I
appreciate it. All right, we'll throw you back in. Thank you. So let me grab this call. Area code 954, sir. What is your question? How can I help you?
Hey, what up, boss man? What up, dude?
How you doing, sir?
All right. Quick class. I'm not going to waste your time. Right now, I'm a truck driver, right? So I'm over the road about 5 days out of the week. And, I'm a man that pretty much makes my own decisions. I don't base what I do on what she wants or what anybody wants at that case. But I'm in a situation where my baby mama trying to use my daughter against me in a position where, like, trying to make me feel guilty for being on the road, like, trying to make it seem like I'm not trying to be involved in her life, and trying to control her.
I'm going to say some hard shit to you. You got to swallow, okay? I'm going to say this out of love, okay?
I got you. That's why I
say this out of love. I'm glad you have a daughter. Why did you fuck an ancient bitch? Why did you? You knew she wanted shit. Why would you give a part of you to a fucking woman that wasn't shit? Why would you allow her your seed when she wasn't shit? So that's something to think about. But the other thing is this. Listen. I don't give a fuck what she says, and she can feel whatever the fuck she wants. Because I've got to pay my beautiful princess. Your daughter is a princess, right? I've got to pay my princess's child support. I've got to make sure that she has shoes. I've got to make sure that she has clothes. I've got to make sure that I am there when she's got to buy school some fucking supplies. So in order for me to do that shit, I've got to be on the goddamn road. So I don't give a fuck what not you call her, but I'm saying to her, fuck what you think. You see what I'm saying? Fuck your feelings. I don't give a fuck what you think. You can complain all the fuck you want. Fuck you. I'm sorry. What's up?
And to be real, Dean, like, that's exactly my sentiment. Like, I don't base, like, everything she try to do to try to guilt me and to manipulate me to get off the road and come work.
Are you living with this woman? Are y'all together?
Oh, hell no. No. We've been separated
for 5 years. Wait. Stop. Wait. Now, this is king shit.
Okay.
Then this is what's going to happen.
Okay.
If my princess is sick, if she needs anything, you fucking call me. But when it's time for me to pick my daughter up, I'll call you. But other than that, I don't want to hear you. Don't waste your time. Don't call me with anything other than she's not feeling well. Can you get her some medicine? Not wishing bad on your daughter. I'm saying, like, anything.
No,
but
I get it.
Yeah, you don't. I don't want to hear that shit. That's none of my business what the fuck you think. If it has nothing to do, listen. I am doing what I must do, not only for myself, but for my daughter and my daughter's future. And whether you like it or not is none of my fucking business. So if you're not calling me for something about my daughter, then do not call me. And that's how you got to handle that shit, big dog.
Nah, big fat. That's exactly what I've been doing, too. Because, that's how I'm able to take
control. Right, but there's something, but you say she's still doing it. So there's something wrong here.
Right.
Because if she's still doing it, then
you know what? I'm going to admit to you right now, I'm going to be real. It's not that, I care about what she do or she's manipulating me, whatever. But I could say this. She knows the love I have for my daughter, right? And I ain't gonna lie. Like, some women, they're very good at,
stop. I'm going to stop you right there. Listen, let me tell you something. If I was in your situation, yes, I love my motherfucking, I love my little baby girl. I love watching her crawl. I love the first time she fell on her little ass. And I love how she runs up and gives me hugs. I love all that shit. But I love me that fucking much more where I will never let any human, alien, Bigfoot, unicorn, smurf, or elf try to throw something in my face. You cannot throw anything in my face. If you wanted to hold my daughter from me, I will go to the court system and see what I can do. But you must understand this and overstand this. You created this badass attitude-ass woman that you're dealing with. You created that. So you're getting a little bit of what you created. So if she's acting out, she is. But let me tell you something. Right. So listen,
Let her listen. Listen, I'm glad that you have love for your daughter. I think that's admirable, and I think that's a great. You're a great father. Wonderful. But listen. Dangle the child. Look. Never let them see you sweat. Never let them feel that you have a chink in your armor. And as much as you love your daughter, you got to remain and hold that fucking line, that not saying that you're willing to give up on your daughter, but she's got to recognize that you can't be moved by her throwing your kid in your face.
Right.
If you want to, okay, I got to see her for Christmas, and you want to take it away from me, I'm going to take that shit. And like I told my boys, you take that shit, and if you want to cry, drive your fucking ass to old McDonald's farm, pull over by the fucking cows, and cry your ass off. But when you wipe your fucking tears, you hold the goddamn line. Because at that point, you're going to realize, I have no power over him. I can't dangle the child over him, because this motherfucker does not give a fuck. You give a fuck, but it can't be on her fucking terms. It's always got to be on your terms.
And that's true. I have done that before in the past, and that shit worked like a motherfucker.
But see, the problem is you've done it sometimes.
I'm in a break sometimes, right?
Yeah, you cannot break. I know you love your daughter, and I know it's going to hurt and crush you to miss your daughter. But you know what? You created this. So what you got to do is you got to be willing to make that sacrifice. I'm not saying sacrifice your daughter. I'm saying make the mother see that you're willing to sacrifice your daughter, even though you're not. If once she realizes that you are easily, that can easily walk the fuck away, not saying you will walk away, she ain't going to have nothing to throw. Okay, think about this. You ever see 8 Mile? Remember 8 Mile with Eminem? Okay, so when he was rapping, I think against Papa Doc, against when he was the last rap he did, what did he do?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? Instead of rapping and talking shit about him, he rapped about himself and talked shit about himself.
By himself.
So when they handed so when they handed old boy the mic, he ain't have shit to say.
That was what you were talking about, the I am.
Taking away her power. You take away her power and make her think that you don't give a fuck about the daughter. And I'm not saying you can't. You do love your daughter. You care. I'm not saying that. But in her eyes, you got to show her you're willing to lose her before you do anything, even though you're not going to do that. But you got to break her fucking reality, because her reality now knows that she can yank that daughter away from you, and you mad, you're pissed, upset, you're angry.
You know what? Almost reminds me of that scene where Thanos was willing to sacrifice his daughter to accomplish his destiny.
Yes, for the greater good,
Like that whole idea, I would say, you know, not to say that a man should do that to his daughter, but that concept.
No. Wait, you don't even realize what you're doing. You're doing it out of love. See, this is what people don't understand about game. You sacrificing your daughter is out of love, because the mother is the block between your love for you and your daughter. It doesn't mean you don't love your daughter. It just means that mommy is taking the daughter away from you. You see what I'm saying? But, all right, it is important. This is why you've got to record when she takes your daughter away. You've got to keep all the records when she takes your daughter away. Don't argue with her. Listen. Look, you can't talk to her. All right, cool, peace. And she'll be like, shit, what the fuck? See, I knew you didn't care about her. You ain't done that. But, what the fuck? But no, it ain't
She be trying to
listen. Call her, listen, real quick. Call her, listen. You're not doing it all the way. You're doing it sometimes. You got to be, listen. When I'm saying being a fucking king and a warrior, I'm talking about all the time. I will sacrifice my fucking kid for the greater good, because you've got to look at the big picture. You're in a weak position because you're letting that woman use and dangle the kid like she would dangle pussy in a weak guy's face. You can't let her do that. You can't let her move that way. So when she moves that way, it's because she feels that she can do it. Until you show her she can't do it, because you're not going to be moved by her dangling a daughter in your face. You must learn sacrifice. And I'm not saying you don't love your child. Love your fucking kids. But stop having kids. But stop having kids with ain't shit women. Stop fucking ain't shit women. Right. So you can love your daughter. But here's the beautiful thing about it. Here's the beautiful thing about it. She's going to school now, right? She's going to school now.
Yes, sir.
You know what I love to do? You know what I love to do with my kids? You know what I love to do with my kids? I was a cool dad. You know why? Because they didn't even know. At lunchtime, I run and go get like three or four large pizzas and shit. I go into their lunchroom cafeteria and I surprise they motherfucking had other kids. Oh my God, your dad's so cool and shit. And I hand the kids all right. pizza and shit. But what I'm saying is that even though she takes away, your name is still on that fucking list at the school to go and have lunch with your daughter. See that shit? Just because mom's taking your daughter away, you can have lunch with your daughter when you're in town. You can hug your daughter and tell you I love you. And it's not that I can't see you. It's just things happen, sweetheart, that I can talk to you about when you're older. But listen, there's only one motherfucker that loves you, and that's daddy. You are my baby. And what's your last name, sir? What's your last name?
Gilliman.
Gilliman? Well, I got to say Gilliman. I say G. I just say G. But when you talk okay, when you talk to your daughter, and 954, I got you next. But when you talk to your daughter, 407, I got you next. When you talk to your daughter and you're there, you tell her, this is how a Gilliman, your last name, this is how we eat pizza. This is how we move. This is how we walk and this is how we talk. And you know what? You know what I do with my daughters? You know what I do with my daughters when we start playing around? I say, did you hear that? And look, my daughters are grown now. They're 20. My daughter's birthday was yesterday. So she turned 20 yesterday, and I've got an older daughter. You know, daughters, you know what they say? You know what I do? I always say, you hear that? You hear that? And they're like, oh, stop, Dad, stop. I said, no, you want to talk shit? It's time for Daddy Claw. Daddy Claw, Daddy Claw. And I'll tickle the shit out their ass. I don't give a how fucking old they are. I'll chase them all through the house. But you want to know what? They know dad loves them. And as long as your daughter knows you love them, you don't have to be with them. What's up?
And you know what's real? I'm going to end it with this, right? The craziest shit about it, my daughter's only 6 turning 7, right? And, dude, she's so much in my corner, bro. It's like whatever her mother tries to say about me, this little girl will stand up for me, bro. And tell her
right,
mother,
but stop. Tell her to stop
like
doing
that.
No. Stop.
I mean,
stop. Don't tell her to stop doing that. And I'm going to tell you why. Don't pin the daughter against the mother. Don't do that. Let the daughter be the keep the kids out of y'all fucking shit. Let that child be a child. Let her enjoy Dora the Explorer, SpongeBob, The Wiggles. I'm trying to think of the show. I'm thinking about all the old shows and shit. Let her be a fucking kid. Don't let her be in the middle
exactly
of mommy and daddy shit. Right.
She only comes tell me because you know we don't live in the same household. So
and when she tells
me,
when
like,
she tells you, right?
Mom tries
but when
to talk about me,
right? But when she,
when
she tells you that, tell her don't tell me. It's okay, sweetheart. Let's just talk about how your day
exactly
was at work, how your day was at school and stuff. Okay, so that's how you do it. Okay, my brother. So I got to grab another call, but you're good to go. Okay,
yes,
brother. I respect to you, man. Respect to you. Okay, let's put you in. Let's bring in the next call. Area code 407, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 407, I'm sorry. 407 going once. 407 going twice. All right. Call back 407 if you want to talk. All right. So let me get to these questions right quick. So the gentleman asked this question. Wait, I think that was the right one. Wait. I think that was the right one. Ruby asked me to add me on my Snap on her phone. A few days later, I texted her, starting to act off with a mistake. You fucked up. Why do you guys, everything you do is man shit, caller. If a woman approached you and asked to add you to the Snap, then why are you not setting up the fucking date? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? This is sad. Jesus Christ. Huh. So you're saying quit going into trying to get sex. Basically, just talk her and make her last mile blush and showing that you're different than the other guys who attack sex first correctly. But I'm not trying. I don't want. The reason why they want to fuck me is because I'm not trying to fuck them. I don't want, man, let me grab this call real quick. Erico 479, you're back on. 47, you're there. Do you have a question?
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. What's up? How can I help you, sir?
Man, I'm 18. My name is Imani. I'm from Florida. So I work at McDonald's, right? And I talked to a 30-year-old. And, you know, before I met you, I had no game. I didn't realize how ass my game was. You know, but I still feel like I'm that man. But, you know, she brought me home, things like that. You know, and I always make my intentions clear of what I want to do. But I just want to know, how do I deal with older women?
You've already failed.
Yeah.
How do you, what you're asking me is what cup can I use to drink water with?
Right.
Does it matter what cup you use to fill it up with water? As long as the water serves its purpose. So what does it matter if she's an older woman? Why do you make it, why have you made her so fucking special? All right, well, call me back, dog. I don't know. You got to pick your fucking phone. Anyway, let me get back to this right here. So what you're saying is, when you connect with your I am, do your I do reflect your I am? Well, the I do is kind of like the shadow of the I am. But what the woman is going to get hooked on is the I do and the I am, because the I am of the creativity helps out her seeing the things that you can be if she begins to get with you, okay? Let me see here, and I will continue with what I'm talking about. I just want to make sure I understand correctly. I am the master of myself. I am happiness. I do display my core self confidently. I speak with calculation. Is this correct? No, that's a lie. See, you don't. Does a squirrel say to everybody, and then the subtitle said, I'm a squirrel? When you see a bird, does a bird say, hey, look, I'm a bird? Or do you just notice it? Y'all guys don't understand. You're lying to yourself by trying to say, I don't need to display something that I am. I just am. I don't need to display it, because if I'm displaying it, that means it's not really me. Okay? It's not really me. And that there lies the problem with y'all guys, man. Let's see here. Trying to catch up with you guys here. Let's see here. All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate everybody in here. We got you covered. Let me get this next question. How does your I am push a woman beyond her edge? Okay. Let me show you very easily. Okay. What I will show you is simply this. Well, there are two things. Okay. I showed you one thing. Okay. First off, Every woman out there has run into guys who don't do this. Every woman out there, from elementary to junior high school to fucking college in the real world, have never met our kind. They've never met a motherfucker to have all this shit you see right there. But all what you see right there was created, okay, because again, how we are operating, okay, we're operating by building what you see now was already built right here through my scribe, my warrior, my film room, my construction worker, my marketing team, my blacksmith, my judicial system, my marketing team, my culinary school, my guide, my studio, my drug lab, my detective, my amusement park, my motherfucking library, my imagination. So the reason, sir, to answer your question, this is why I will push her beyond the edge, because she's never even seen this edge, brother. She's never seen this before. She's never met a man that will hit her through text messaging, voice, and video. She's never met a man to say, you know what? You want to sample what it's like to be with me? Go ahead and take a shower and walk her through the shower thing that I showed you. She's never met a man that can talk her and explain himself to her with such clarity and such depth, sir. And like I'm saying to you to help you out is like I told you before. It's her seeing me that is not mentally and emotionally powerless because she says no, she rejects. Guys, they will reject me and they will come back because they can't figure out why I'm not broken. I have told you guys so many times, I go to a bar, I talk to one chick, she turned me down and I'll talk to the chick right next to her. Why do you think I tell the guy when I go see the group of, you know, the Seinfeld group, why do you think I tell the guys, all the women I talk to, because he's going to relay the information to the woman. Everything that I am is built on me, okay? I effectively manage who the fuck I am, and I will never sabotage myself for a piece of pussy. That's why I will show her beyond the scope of her realm of thought because she's never reached a core. Guys, she doesn't know she has a core. She doesn't know that. That's the secret of sauce. She has no idea. Think about this, number nine. If all her life she's been dealing with baloney, like ones and twos, and her mind is fixed, that means her perception and her reality actually fixed on weak, thinking males who are emotionally beaten down, mentally beaten down. How can that motherfucker show her anything other than being average at best? So when she meets me, she will see what a high-level motherfucker is. Because she ain't gonna understand why I ain't trying to fuck her. She ain't, I told you I put that track out. I don't reply to her nudes. I'm telling you. They can't understand that shit. Don't need to reply to her nudes. Why? Because you get so many nudes, you don't give a fuck. But see, I operate on a different level because I am the level that I'm operating on. So what you're saying is stop trying to prove yourself to her so hard. Stop trying to prove yourself at all. Prove yourself to yourself. That's where y'all go wrong. Prove yourself to yourself. That is all you got to do. And it's crazy because the game is so deep. Shout out, Justin. What's up, Jay? Coach Jay, what's up? So what I'm saying to y'all, guys, lines are open. This is what I'm saying to y'all guys that y'all don't understand. When you are at your core and you learn game and you build from within and make the intention of conquering, right, and not sex, this part of the game can be a tremendous source, ready? Ready. No self-worth, low self-esteem. Always sad and up and down. What happens when she meets a motherfucker that is a source of emotional and mental strength that can show her that she can go beyond the challenges, setbacks, and problems, and obstacles, and adversity, and all that shit they go through by actually believing in herself because with the motherfucker that she with believes in himself. And he moves totally different than the average guy that doesn't believe in it. See, women are used to guys that don't believe in themselves. They've just never met a guy that actually believes in himself. But they are called assholes, jerks, cocky, conceited, arrogant, and all that other shit. But those are guys that fuck. And listen, we ain't the ones starting the fucking. They want to fuck you. They need to fuck you. Because then there's something that triggers in her that says, God damn it. If ever I get a chance, I want to have this motherfucking baby. Not that you say you give her the baby, but they want to have a baby with a winner. They don't want to be with no goddamn loser. Does that make any sense, guys? Hopefully I understand where I'm breaking all this down. This is beautiful. This is what game is about. This is the beautiful thing about it, man. The thing that separates men from everybody else, guys, is how you wield what you are with to every fucking body, to everybody. You don't just do it for this and not do it for that. You're all things, so everybody gets it. Everybody gets it. But that's the draw in, because women have never been around anybody that actually gets it. What you see is what you get. If you want me to kiss your body, I can do that. If you want me to rub your body, I can do that. Matter of fact, I can kiss and rub and talk to you all at the same time if you want to do that with the lights out or with some candles. I can do all that. But why should I do it with you? What? Tell me, or why should I give you the best parts of me? No. I'm going to take that dick and I'm going to take it off the market. And you've got to show me why you're worthy of this dick, this tongue, and this fucking amusement park that I can put your ass on. And guess what the benefits are? The aftermath of that. Baby, I don't even have to be there to get you turned on. Because I'm going to turn you on by this shit I'm going to say to you afterwards. I'm going to name the pussy, talk to the pussy, make you play with the pussy, even when I'm not around. That's the rip band. Fuck. Come on, guys. Hold on, let me see Unique. I think Unique, I'm trying to see, I think Unique, hold on, let me see here. Let me grab this. Here we go. Listen to this, guys. Listen. Oh, wait, that Unique, that's you talking, man. Where the fuck you at? Hold on. Unique, send me, hold on. Let me see if I can pull up Unique's man. Unique, just send that, you should have sent that shit to, send that shit to your Facebook, dog. Send the audio to Facebook so I can press it. I'll press it on Facebook. Send it on Facebook. Guys, lines are open. What I'm saying to you guys out here, this is why the breakup is so beautiful. This is why the breakup is so beautiful. Because when she's laying in that motherfucking bed, guys, and she's laying in that bed, and she calls that other motherfucker, hey, well, what are you doing? What's going on? You know when she's going to sit there and think, damn. And you know that little wiggly shit, like going, she even went, damn. I remember that motherfucker. I can't stand that motherfucker. But every time I know I'm a little bit stressed, the way he makes me play with my pussy, the way he instructs me to taste my own juices and the positions he puts me in just to play with my pussy, the things he makes me do in the shower, damn, the way he looks at me and watches me wash my motherfucking body, damn, the way he puts food on my body and just slowly licks that shit off and slowly looks at my motherfucker, god damn, I miss that motherfucker. So I keep telling y'all, go. Hey, let them go, please. You're not going to find me. Let them go. Let them go. Hey, yeah, Unique, send it to me on Facebook and I'll just pop it there and shit. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that, okay, that's the bedroom. What about in the morning time? Damn. Fuck. Looking at my phone. Damn, I missed those morning text that he gives me in the morning telling me about my pussy and myself to just make me feel so good. You know what? Let me go back and play some of that old shit. Or she's driving in rush hour traffic. damn, I mean, these are the times I call him and he makes me play with myself, or he's talking to me, he's making me laugh. Or when I'm stressed out, who the fuck am I going to call? I remember every time I was stressed out, I don't know how that motherfucking did it, but he recognized when I'm stressed out. He recognized when something was wrong with me. He recognized it, and he never tried to make me try to fix it. He made me feel better, and I fixed it myself. God damn. Should I call him? No, girl, don't call him. He ain't shit. He's got other women. No, and should I call him? No, girl, go out. Show him that you're every woman and go out with that other guy. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show him to go out with that every guy. And when am I going to? Damn. I always remember every time I was with him, and he would always tell me to go out with other guys, and he would choose my outfits on what to go out with. Damn, I miss that. And she goes out with him. Damn, he doesn't twirl me around. He doesn't take his left arm and bring my ass in and get my left ear and tell me how sexy I look, how nice I smell, and how good I feel in his motherfucking body. He doesn't turn around and grab my hand and lead me to the seat. When we sitting down and the waiter fucking comes, he doesn't even tell the waiter the story of how we fucking met like that motherfucker does. I'm wondering what the fuck is he doing. Come on. They gonna miss out. What guy do you know, guys, that is attentive enough? Tell me, baby. Is it the ocean? Is it the ocean? Is it the rain? Is it the thunderstorms? Or is it nature? What is your kick? And once I know that kick, how many motherfuckers do you know that will make a personalized masturbation audio to the thing that she loves to listen to in the fucking background? She's going to come back. She has no choice. Shout out to my dog, Ed. Ed, shout out, Ed. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I love this shit, man. I love this shit. This, I love you. Shout out, E. Shout out, man. Appreciate you, man. It's the man that has run. Hey, this guy's a great man, dog. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, all my chat room dogs, I want y'all to think about it. I don't have to beg her to be with me. I'm going to show her what life is without me. And I'm not gonna manipulate her. Babe, if you want to go, baby, hey, baby, come here. Listen. Come here, baby. Look, let me give you a consolation prize. Baby, look. Hey, baby, listen. No. Hey, you take your hand, you put it up on their head like that. Are they looking all down and saying, listen, don't be mad. Listen. I understand. I get it. Listen, you want to be in a relationship. Go find your relationship. Make yourself happy. Hey, and I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors. Instead of being like, well, Marza, why are you going? It's not fair. What am I going to do that for? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let her go because I'm the only one that knows how to talk to her in ways. I'm the only one that has ever taken lotion and warmed it up for 7 seconds to give her a full body massage. I'm the only one when she's cramping or she's on her period. I'm the only one that don't mind going over just rubber feet and rolling out. Why? Because I'm setting the standard, I'm setting the tone, and she's going to realize why me, okay? Because I'm attentive. I want to make sure when she comes into my world or my amusement park that I'm the cotton candy, I'm the funnel cake, I'm the candy apple, I'm the fucking little, the mannequin, no, the dressed up, the dolls or whatever, you know, the Goofy and the Mickey Mouse or whatever, those guys. I am all things. I'm the roller coaster ride. I am I'm everything. I am all the rides. I am everything because I want to give her a reason. I want her to go. Go out there and you're going to come back because those guys will never show you the way I can show you you. Because who's that guy? Where's that last guy you had that, you know what, got you in that car? Wait, it's raining outside. Oh, shit, let me look at the weather. Hey, everybody, this is Hank. I'm the weather guy, and there is a 90% chance of clouds. Da, da, da. You, hey, yo, baby, let's go get dressed. Oh, my God, no, I don't want to go. It's going to be wet. I don't want to get. Baby, just trust me. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Follow me. Get into the car. Oh, my God, where are you taking me? Oh, my God, it's raining. Oh, my God, it's raining so bad. It's, oh, my God. And we're going to drive all the way out to old McDonald's farm and shit where the cows are in the middle of nowhere in the rain. Now, the water's going to cool off the engine a little bit. So, you gentlemen, you don't just take her outside because the engine has to cool down. Now, you can put her on the hood. Now, if you got a car, you can do this on the hood of the back of the car by the trunk instead of the front. But it's raining. How many motherfuckers, hey, look, if it's not on the hood, we're going to take her to the middle of nowhere. Put her ass up on that motherfucking hood. Put one leg over this shoulder. One leg. You remember, guys? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, right? So I'm going to do the head, shoulders, and lock in. Lock in on her legs and shit. And as I showed you, you start working the inside of her legs, inside of her thighs. The rain is coming down. And this is a 4D experience because she gets to be the woman in the romance novel. She gets to be the woman that she watches on Lifetime, We Channel, and all the other stuff. She gets to experience that. Well, Marsha, where are you going? Hank, we can't be together. And she's in the universe. Oh, my God, this is so beautiful. And a little cupcake-ass guy, he's like, oh, my God, yeah, this is great. Oh, my God, they're really in love. No, Marsha, we can't be together. But no, I should not be with you. But take me. And she's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, it's a muffin. It's a muffin. Oh, my God. And she started crying. And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. God, this is so beautiful. This is so fucking romantic. What do you think when I take her out to the middle of nowhere? I put her up in it's raining. She's like, oh, my God, I'm here. I'm in the 4D experience. Everything I saw on TV, it's about to happen now. We're in the rain. The water's all over my body. I'm wet. My makeup's all over the place. My hair is a mess. And he's munching on me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm grabbing the back of his hair. He's grabbing my hand. Look at that. He's Y'all ready for this? Let me show y'all something. Let's get back. Let's get it. Watch this, guys. Let's go here. Let me show y'all something. While we're in the rain, I want to show y'all something. Let me show y'all something while we in the motherfucking rain. Hold on. Let me take off this shit. Let me show y'all something. Now, gentlemen, what you're about to see here, I'm waiting for it to grab. Let me move out of this way and make sure it grabs it. Are you going to grab it, girl? Wait. Let me see. All right, I got to slide this over a little bit. Okay. There we go. Let me show y'all something, guys. Now, don't laugh at me, motherfuckers. I can't draw. Now, I got one leg over my shoulders, right? Watch what I do with my hands. Let's break it down. Now, let's break this down. Now, guys, this is one move. We're in the rain. Her leg is over my shoulder. Her leg, now, this is her hand. I'm sorry, my hands are bad, okay? Whatever, I take my thumb. What happens? Now, guys, I want y'all to do this. Take your thumb, guys, right now. Guys, what I want to show you is the palm of her hand. Guys, start right here. Take your thumb, slide it all the way down to that spot, right? You feel that, guys. Do that. And y'all, we're doing it live. Feel all the way down, right? Feel that right there? Guys, whatever, if I slide down that thumb right there, right? And watch, guys. Watch the move. So you slide down. You come back around. and you grab her hand. Now watch that move. Now watch the move, guys. Slide down, go around, and then bring your hand here. Then from bringing it here, you can take your hands. Wait, now let's say this is the back of her hand. Let's say I'm grabbing her hand, right? Let's say it's flipped now. I'm grabbing her hand. I can then take my hands and go down her arm. Now, guys, feel that. Guys, oh, wait, let me show y'all. Guys, I'm showing y'all game. I can't do it, but guys, just do this. Just do it sideways. Take your hands from here. Grab this and take your fingers and go this way. Just go down here. Feel that right there. From this part to this part right here. You lock on, but then you take your fingers, now the fingertips, the meaty part of your fucking fingers, okay? What I'm saying is you grab this and take your fingertips and you're going straight down like that. Feel that right there. And then you come back around to the bottom part right there. Guys, that's one fucking move. And that's in the rain while you're eating her pussy. You can do this with your hands. It's an easy move because I got all these parts that I can fuck up. And this is why me. Because whether it's the front of her hand or the back of her hand, I can make, that's just her hand. That's her hand. I was gonna do some leg. I said that we ain't working. We're just working the leg, okay? The leg. It's her leg. Knee, calf, ankle. Knee, calf, ankle. So what happens if I'm doing one that one move? Look, okay, picture it. I'm munching. I'm doing the hand move. And with my other hand, what do you think if I'm doing a move like that right here in the rain in the middle of Old McDonald's farm? Do you see why she's going to come back? I got to take this off. I'll just do this right here. All right. I'll do that right there. But gentlemen, talk to me. Do you see why she's never going away? Because nobody is going to do what I'm showing you right there. In the rain, in the middle of nowhere, wet, relaxed, letting herself go, and becoming the thing she watches on TV. Do you think when she goes, you think they're going to do that shit? No, they ain't going to do that. Because that's how game works. That's why we're gamed up. Hey, guys, ready? Do you think I got to touch her to be able to text that to her? To be able to send a voicemail to her? To be able to do a video in that? I can put it on a note of a dub. I can still touch her without even trying because I've created it. And I can express it no matter what's going on where the average guy doesn't even have thought. They don't even think about that. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. You see what I'm saying? That's what game is about. And that's why, let me check the lines. The lines are open. That's why we're telling you about the power of the breakup, because the power of the breakup is this, man. See, gentlemen, this is something that that women are going to, they're going to know what you are by what you are, okay? And what is going to turn her on is that she's going to test the gold out. She's going to ask herself a question. Why isn't this guy ever complaining about things? Why doesn't this guy give in to my expectations? Every time I want him to change his mind, he doesn't do it. Why? Why doesn't he feel helpless under the influence of my body, my ass, my titties, my hips, and yet he's all about himself. Why is he who he is? Gentlemen, we got about 13 more minutes to go because we're only going to do 2 hour shows. I got to save my voice. But why is he who he is to himself, gentlemen? But see, this is why the breakup is so important, because you want to let them go. The moment you grasp hold of her and ask her to stay, what you're saying to her without even saying it, man, is that I'm dependent on you. I need your approval to be me. I am lacking confidence. I'm worthless. I am discouraged. I have fears of rejection, criticisms. I'm always easily hurt. When you do this, this is what y'all do, guys, because a lot of you guys have guilt and frustration and all that other stuff. But this is why they always come back. You don't have to come back, but you will come back because you've never met anyone like me because of the things that I do. And when you're watching that Lifetime channel and you're sitting there with your little friend thinking about watching the rain pour, who you think she's thinking about? You think she's thinking about that couple who are in the rain together? Or is she thinking about that motherfucker that took her out in the rain and gave her a 4D experience? See, again, we're going to get more into 4D in the sex membership, but the 4D experience is what we are about. That's the conquer. Because she actually gets to live the thing that she's always fantasized about. But again, if it's the ocean, nature, rain, or thunderstorms, once I know what her thing is, she will get that experience. Master the bedroom. And this is game, gentlemen. This is why we move the way we do. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are good, guys. We have got 10 more. We got about 10 more minutes left into the show. But gentlemen, this is why I say for you guys out there, this is why this is important. I don't want you guys, and listen, there's no reason to argue with a woman. There's no reason to fight with her. There's no reason to beg her back, because they are going to go. I'm telling you, they will get tired of being shared. They're going to be tired of other women. They're going to be tired of your lifestyle. They're going to be tired of all that stuff, okay? They're going to be tired of all that stuff. But the one thing they will never get tired of is you. Let me see, Unique, did you send that file? Let me see if Unique sent that file. Unique, okay, I need you to send that file, Unique, if you want me to play it. Last time, Unique, if you don't have it, I'll just do it later. But this is the beautiful thing about game, man. Y'all don't have to run behind women. What rule stated that you have to beg a woman back? Let her go. Even if it hurts, let her go. Let her go. Even if it hurts, let her go. Every young man will get a heartbreak one time in his life, and that's okay. But never let a woman feel like you're less than, where she feels that she can run you or do things to you. You're saying, so is that why I'm losing, because I ain't mentioning sex? No, you're losing because you have loser thoughts. You don't lose because you're not mentioning sex. You lose because of how you see yourself. This has nothing to do with sex. This is just how you look at yourself. And the problem is, all y'all do is look at everything but yourself. And this is why you can't win, because everything you look at is everything outside of yourself. As long as you look at everything outside of yourself, how do you win? How do you move? How do you think? How do you operate under the constructs of your mindset? And this is the beautiful thing about game, is that when you create what it is you create, you sit on your throne. She's going to leave you, or she's going to dangle leaving you. And if she wants to go, there's the door. They can't. Gentlemen, this is why I tell you, why do you think a lost and found box breaks their spirit? Why do you think the lost and found box breaks her spirit, because the lost and found box shows her that you're not the only woman in my life. And out of courtesy to the other women, if you leave something behind in my apartment, it's going to go right into that box. And if a woman comes tomorrow and finds something that you left and she gets it, she only gets one item. Now, remember, guys, give every woman one item. Don't let them take everything in the box. Just one item, okay? One item. Don't let women take more than one item. But have a last. I'm telling y'all, it's a crusher, and I don't mean to crush them in a bad way. It just breaks their spirit of thinking that they are above you, or you got to work for them. I'm breaking your spirit. I don't need you. I don't need her. If you want to go, go. But you'll eventually come back, and when you come back, you come back. But I'm never going to chase you. I'm never going to chase you. But one might ask the question, Steve, why aren't you chasing women? Because I'm chasing myself. I'm too busy chasing me to chase anything else. You see what I'm saying? I'm too busy chasing the new me. I'm too busy chasing me, rehearsing and working on me. I'm too busy doing me. And because I'm doing me, they want to do me. Because I'm doing me. But see, you can't do me to try to cheat the game and say, well, if I'm going to do me, I'm going to get more sex. And you make it about sex, then that's your intent. Thus, it's not going to result. It's not going to work, because they're going to recognize you're not actually busy or doing you. You're just trying to play games to get her feeling a certain way. That's why you can't cheat the game, guys. That's why you cannot cheat the game. And that's the beautiful thing about the game that I'm trying to show you, is that the more you become more one with yourself and more you understand yourself, women are going to walk away. Women are going to leave you. Women are going to break up with you. But they will come the fuck back, especially the way I show you how to kiss, eat the coochie. I show y'all so much game. It's ridiculous of what you actually can be around that woman. It is ridiculous. Ridiculous. You can be those things. But the question is, do you want to be those things? That's what, as I say to all my dogs out there, what do you want to do? Okay? What do you want to do? What do you want to do, and what do you want to be? I don't want her somewhere that she doesn't want to be. And I am not going to beg her. Listen, guys, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but listen, if you want a relationship, go find it. I want you to be happy. Go find your relationship. You see what I'm saying? That's what we want for y'all. And once she can find it, she'll find it. Okay? All right, with that being said, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, guys. If y'all need me, get at me. But, gentlemen, a great show, great time. Appreciate all you guys. We out this joint, and I will see you guys. When will I see? I will see you guys more likely tomorrow or Tuesday. We out. Peace.